I changed my mind, and now I'll find the way to peace and happiness. I changed my mind. It was just a week after the Korean War started when I was called to duty. And believe me, I was kinda sore that they had to pick on me. But somebody had to fight, I guess, so off I went. I was a tank gunner and I'd done my duty and done it well. Until that day on Heartbreak Ridge when they cornered us and we had to surrender. I can't say I minded too much, though, because then I was pretty tired of this fight. You know, the prison camp wasn't bad at all. The food was good, and they treated us swell. We had plenty of books to read, and they even had a school there. So when the armistice came, I was thinking of going home, but they changed my mind. They told me I was wrong, and they promised me a way of life that's new. They said I'd find my peace of mind if I'd forget and leave the ones I love behind. So I stayed on at the camp, and then some people come to interview me, wanting me to go back home. But I figured they didn't know what they was talking about. This life wasn't so bad. And then I got that long, delayed letter from Mom asking me to pray just once more before making my decision. You know, I couldn't refuse her this. So I looked all around the camp for a church, and when I asked the guard, he said there wasn't any such place and we wasn't supposed to pray. Well, this got me to wondering. So I went to my bunk and kneeled down, just like when I was a kid. And I prayed for my mom. And right then and there, I knew this was one of the things I'd been fighting for. And I was going back. I changed my mind, and I'll go home again to the ones who wait and pray for me. I was so blind, but now I'll find the way to peace and happiness. I changed my mind.